Hey, I thought we could talk about what it's like seeing somebody possessed. And let me tell you, it's not like in the movies. So if you're new here, I'm Brooke Senta. I am a singer and fitness instructor, and I can see in the spirit realm. I have seen a lot of things in my days. I have seen some of the darks of darks, but I've also seen some of the lights of the lights. It's been quite a wild ride. And now you're gonna come along on it with me. So buckle up. So just movie is like to make this like possessions, like people levitating, like maybe people have levitated. I've never heard anybody that's seen it. I've never seen it. But people like levitating and their eyes turning completely black. Their eyes do change, and I have heard of them turning black. It's usually not like dramatic, like the movies make it. Hopefully, the wind isn't too bad. I thought it stopped enough to make this podcast, but I guess we'll find out. Hopefully, it's not too bad. I'm so sorry if it is. By the way, I'm using Raycon earbuds, and they're freaking phenomenal. They did not sponsor this podcast. They did sponsor, I have them because they sent them to me because they sponsored some TikTok content, but they did not sponsor this podcast. I just really like them. I'm so happy with them. Anyways, that's a total side note. I think they actually do a good job of toning wind down. So hopefully it's not too bad. But anyways, so seeing people possessed is not like in the movies where they like to make it like super dramatic and it's scary, but not scary. And the way that they just like turn into this complete and utter monster. Now, they're not like freaking Transformers, they're still themselves. It's really creepy, it's unsettling, it's eerie, but it's not like they don't just like transform into this like monstrous being. That's just not how it works. So whenever anybody over dramatizes their supposed possession experiences, I'm always like, is that really what you saw? Did you really see that? Because I'm skeptical. But sometimes they did experience some things and they just over dramatize it, and sometimes it's like you're just copying, repeating what you see in the movies, and that's not anything like what it is. So I don't know. If you witness it, you definitely know the difference. If you've never witnessed it, it's really hard to pick out the differences, I think. But I've seen several, but one friend at the time, we haven't really spoke. We didn't like nothing happened. We just haven't really spoken in several years. So we were really good friends at the time. We weren't like best friends or anything, but we were close-ish. And I saw her possessed multiple times, and I made a lot of mistakes during that time too, because I was very new to seeing in the spirit realm, knowing what was going on, knowing how to be safe, knowing the consequences of actions. So what happened with her is her eyes would change, her demeanor would change. And it's really hard to explain because like it's not like in the movies where like you very physically see it completely change. It's like, yeah, her eyes turned dark, but they weren't like black like the devil. And her face changed, but like it was still really very much her. Like it wasn't like you could tell it was her, but like you could tell her face changed. And it's something that's really hard to explain. And then sometimes it would end there. Sometimes it would go farther. Typically, when things got really bad, it was because myself and then a couple other people sometimes, depending on the situation, I would pray for her and things would get worse and worse. At the time, I didn't know what I was doing by any means, and that was where the problem lay, because you don't have to be like some high priest who studied for years and years and years to like pray for people and help people in that way in the spirit realm. But you should probably have some wisdom and be around people who have some experience because you can make mistakes pretty easily and it's not good for you or the other person. Like, unfortunately, I had to learn that the hard way because I didn't really know. I was involved with a group, but like, nobody was advanced enough in the group. Nobody was much more advanced than me, so like, and nobody really knew what to do. So, but me wanting to be the helper that I am, and like, I'm a problem solver and help people, and like, that's what I do, and that's like where my heart is. It ended up causing some problems for both of us. So, sometimes it would just be like a demeanor change, and like she would say some weird things that like weren't really quite in character, like borderline mean or like insensitive or just like things that weren't like normally her. And then there was some times where she would throw herself back onto the floor, but it wasn't like she passed out, like she flung herself backwards. And I'm not talking about like she shot across the room like something shoved her. I'm talking like, what, you know, when a toddler throws a tantrum and they throw themselves back onto the floor and then start kicking and screaming? It's kind of like that. And it's kind of like if you've ever witnessed a seizure, except for the fact that when somebody has a seizure, they're very much unresponsive. Their muscles are twitching, and all that stuff, but like they're really not responding to whatever you're saying. Whereas she very much responded to everything. However, it was like often out of character, or if we would like say get out, like tell the demon to get out or whatever, it would very much argue back. And when the argument back was happening, it was her voice would change. Like it would still very much be her body, her voice, her vocal cords, but like almost this like deeper growly voice that she didn't ever use. So it was like, but that was like only when it got like really, really intense. I don't know if she ever got freed. I don't know if she wanted to be, and that's the thing right there. That was the problem, is when this happened, I just assumed she wanted to be free and didn't want to deal with this. And I think we maybe even had some conversations. But the conversation that really needed to happen was, are you ready to get rid of this attachment once and for all? Are you ready to let go of it for it to never come back? Because sometimes people consciously or subconsciously pull these things in, and so if that's why, if it's there because they called it in and they walk away and they weren't really ready to let go of that attachment and call it back in, whether subconsciously or consciously, they call it back. What happens is that attachment or demon or whatever it is will get bigger and stronger, and it's harder the next time. So that's what would keep happening, is every time I'm on a walk and the weather is changing, and so my sinuses are like, so I'm like struggling to breathe right now. But anyways, so that was what would happen was B, every time this happened, she'd walk away, come back, and it would be so much harder the next time. And during that time, that from one time to the next, her life would also be get worse and crazier. And like it would just like be like these like weird things happening time and time again, over and over again. And it was because like she, whether consciously or subconsciously, I have no idea, but she wasn't ready to let go of this attachment, whatever it was, she wasn't ready to let go. And so instead of helping her, we just kept giving this thing more power. And so it was making her life miserable. And possibly that's what she wanted. I don't think so. Which is why, too, whenever somebody asks me to pray for them, to like break off an attachment, I'm very careful with saying yes, because I've learned my lesson. Very, very careful with saying yes. I actually had somebody who practices dark magic ask me once, and I refused. I've had a couple other people I've refused as well. Well, a few. Many. I should say many. But it's not a pleasant conversation, and it's not fun. But I don't like the consequences of what happens if the person's not ready. So I'll take that unpleasant conversation over the consequences of whatever would have happened if I would have said yes any day. Now, the side of yourself, what happens if you go into those situations and you're not prepared, if you haven't done any protection or anything like that, or something going this way, I don't know if they're safe or not. I probably are, but I still just gonna go this way, especially because it's a weird topic. So, if you haven't taken measures to be safe, then you are at risk for harm, physical harm, emotional harm, attachments coming onto you, amongst other things. So that was something that I didn't know at the time either. So I wasn't taking any precautions to be safe. And so I ended up walking away with some attachments during these weird times and situations as well. That was not fun. Like, it was like incident after incident would happen, and I couldn't figure out why. And like, I had like demonic encounters at night, in my house that I had to fight off. And I was like, I didn't understand why it was so exhausting and having to fight so much. Now, one, I understand how to protect myself better, and two, when things are stirred up, I know how to send angels in to fight for me, so I can fight some stuff, but I'm like, I'm not using all of my energy all the time to fight and fight and fight. So there is definitely an aspect of learning how to use your gifts, how to navigate those gifts, and how to protect yourself. So some things that I do to protect myself are I regularly pray protection over myself, my living space, property, all that stuff. Sometimes like use Ooh, that wind just picked up big time. Hopefully this isn't too bad. I'm so sorry if it is, but I'll use like sometimes if it seems really intense. It hadn't seemed, excuse me, intense in my house in a long time because I'm just like, something in my house right now, besides an angel. There's an angel speaking now. I think the series that I just launched, Urban Exploring and the Supernatural, over on YouTube. I'm launching it everywhere, but like mostly, most of it's on YouTube. You can find some of it at other places as well. I think that series is stirring some things up, and so there's been this angel pretty much since I started filming the series. So for about a month. By the way, fun fact, angels don't look like they're portrayed either. They kind of look like monsters. They have a lot of eyes and they're pretty creepy looking. Just throwing that out there. But like this like angelic looking thing with the wings that looks pretty much like a human, but it has wings. That is not what they look like. They're creepy. But anyways, this one angel in particular, I believe his name is Avery. He's been hanging out in this corner of my living room. But before that, it was like a couple months. If you've been following along, you know some of the stories that have been happening. I don't really know what's going on. So back in July, my aunt died of lung cancer, and then August, oh, sorry, beginning of June, and then in August, I have no idea if this is connected or not. It just felt like it was somehow. But in August, I have these flashlights that sit in my fridge that went off by themselves at 3 a.m. every night for like a couple of weeks. I didn't know it was a flashlight until like the very last time it happened. And then I was like, wait, what? I thought it was one, somebody else in the house, the light in the other room. Anyways, that's that story. So, I have these magic hanging candle lights that one keeps going on its own, which I just wrote it off to malfunction. However, every time I talk about the experience or ghosts or anything like that, or like specifically pertaining to that, it comes on, and I'm like that. After this last time, I was like, okay, I don't think this is a malfunction. I think this is actually something. I don't know what to make of it, but it's something. There's been, oh, and I have this balloon that like randomly moves, which sometimes balloons do weird things, so I'm not putting a lot of stock in that. But like, I've had some weird things happen over this past year. So I think there's something, and it's not evil. I definitely know when it's evil. I have slayed a lot of demons. I've fought a lot of demons, and it's not a demon. I can tell you that. I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to see that one. I've seen Avery the Angel. Michael, the angel that for a long time has been coming around whenever I'm in a potentially like spiritually dangerous situation. So I kind of hate when I see him, but I'm also very thankful when I see him because it's like, oh man, whatever, what's gonna happen? But it's also like, thank you for protecting me. I appreciate it. And now Avery for the last 2 weeks, I think. Oh no, it's been for the past month, I guess. Has been just been chilling in this corner, very, very focused. And he has a lot of eyes. He's high up in the he's a high up angel. I don't know what's going on with that. I think it's something to do with protecting me because of the series, whatever. Anyways, I don't remember. I went on that. I don't remember why I started that, but no idea. So, protecting myself. So some of the things that I do is I pray regular protection. If things are feel bad in my house, I'll take some like anointing oil and like anoint the doorways or something. That's basically symbolic, just like solidifying things. You don't have to have any things. You can just pray. You can just tap in that way. But sometimes like physical things helps solidify things for yourself. Helps like helps you tap into those places easier and things like that. So whatever works for you, because the things are just extra. They're not doing the job. You are. So, I journal somewhat regularly. Now I can say it. I was trying to film a video and say regularly earlier, and I was struggling. Now I'm saying just fine. And you'll see that when it comes out. So, anyways, but some of the other things of protection that I do is I typically when I whenever I'm like going out or just in general, like I pray to not see things unless it's a safety issue. Typically. It's like just a quick prayer, go out, and if something is unsafe, I don't see it. But otherwise I typically don't see it because that protects my energy. Because otherwise it takes out so much energy just seeing everything all the time. It's just so much. Or if I like want to practice and I'm walking along, I'll ask like, hey, what's going on over there? Like just whoever you pray to, I pray. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. So I pray to God and I just ask like a quick prayer, like, hey, what's going on over there? Or if I'm making these videos, I'll like tap in like even deeper and just ask. And then if I'm in a situation where I feel like it's spiritually unsafe, then I'll ask what's going on and I'll put an extra hedge of protection around myself if there's something going on there. And also like if it's feels a little intense, and I'll call in an angel to just come protect me. If it feels really intense, I'll call in an angel or two to protect me and fight for me. That way, again, I'm not expending all my energy, and I have the energy to keep moving forward. So, like, These are all things, and just knowing how to tap in and out, knowing how to call in protection, knowing all these things are things that have helped make this journey not completely overwhelming and exhausting. Because sometimes it is, but like for the most part, being able to control whether or not you're tapped in, and how protected you are, like helps tremendously. Because otherwise it just zaps my energy and I like can't do it. I'm like, I can't even leave the house. I love people, but I can't deal with people right now because my energy is gone. It's taken a long time and a lot of practice and a lot of mistakes to figure out. But that's also applicable whenever I'm dealing with attachments and demons and all these things of like tapping into that place of protection and making sure I've been regularly, quote unquote, cleaning my own house, in the spiritual sense, doing all those things so that when I encounter demons or attachments or anything like that, they don't get on me. I'm pretty well protected, and it's not a bad situation. I'm not like taking these things home. So it's definitely a good idea to be smart, to be around people who also have experience. And just be smart and safe about it. So hopefully that helps. If you have questions, let me know. The best place to ask the questions, excuse me, at Brick Center everywhere, pretty much everywhere. YouTube is where you can find Urban Exploring the Supernatural. TikTok is where you can find a lot of my content as well. I do a lot of things on there. But if you want to actually get a hold of me, Instagram's probably the best place. Brick Center Music. So BRIXENTA. So if you have questions, let me know. I love you so much. Dream big, take action, and I'll see you next time.